Stay away from my jewelry, Dusty.
Welcome to I Tell My Husband the News. I'm Shannon Ray Green, a journalist at USA Today. Each week, I catch my husband up on all the stories he may have missed. He doesn't really like to read or watch the news, so I'm pretty much his sole news source. It's a big responsibility. My husband, Dusty Terrell, is a local comedian in the Washington, D.C. area. Thanks for being here, Dusty.
Thanks for having me, Shannon.
Hey, Shannon, how are you doing?
Good, Dusty. How are you?
Doing pretty good. Pretty excited. Finally got all my mulch finished.
I am so proud of you for that. Proud of you.
It was a lot of work to do. Whole yard mulching. I'm not even sure why we do it. I don't wanna.
But you are so dedicated. It's incredible.
It's all done. It's nice to have a project completed.
Yep. Go Dusty, go Dusty, go.
Sorry we didn't have a show last week, everybody.
Yeah.
Gannett, which is the parent company of USA Today, has been doing furloughs for 1 week a month for this month and the next month.
And the one after that.
And the one after that. So we didn't give you a heads up because we considered still maybe recording ahead of time, but it didn't happen. So sorry, everybody.
Yeah.
But we'll try to give you a heads up next time, maybe?
I think we could try.
We could try. But thanks for sticking with us.
Yeah, we appreciate you listening right now.
We hope you didn't miss us too much. If you did miss us too much, you could have caught us on an episode of Talking Tech.
That's right.
Where I get to talk about one of my favorite topics.
Which?
Which is board games.
Yeah.
But board games on the computer, since we're all social distancing.
We can't be touching things and seeing each other, and yeah.
It was a relief to be able to talk about it on Talking Tech, because my wife forbids me to ever talk about it on my own podcast. So
you could talk about it here. Give people a little taste. What are the things you recommend?
No, I don't want to. Go listen to Talking Tech.
I mean, it's really simple. It's yukata.de, yucata.de, and Tabletop Simulator.
Yeah, those are my two main sources for online board games. If you want to be my friend on Yukata and play a game with me, I pronounce it Yukata. I think it's pronounced Yukata or something like, I don't know.
Who knows?
If you want to be my friend on it, send me a tweet and maybe we could play a board game online. You can tweet me. I'm at Dusty Terrell.
And I'm at Shannon Ray Green.
You can also email us at itellmyhusbandthenews@usatoday.com. We also want to mention we got some new 5-star reviews from people. We actually missed mentioning it last week, so we wanted to circle back around. So thank you so much to Goldilocks SF, which we think maybe that person has rated us before, but then they did it again. So great. Thank you. We really appreciate it. Don R or Highlander 411, and also Roland the Dog, which we know a Roland the Dog in real life, so we wonder if it's the same one. Oh, it is. Thank you so much to the people we don't know, and also to the dog we do know.
It's really incredible he can type. Secret recipes for McDonald's McMuffin, IKEA meatballs with a diagram, and more to make in quarantine. This was written by my colleague Charles Trepany. He writes, with amusement parks shuttered and restaurants unable to offer sit-down service because of the coronavirus pandemic, many people may be left in quarantine missing their favorite one-of-a-kind treats. Luckily, Disney Parks, the DoubleTree Hotel chain, and several restaurants are pulling back the curtain on some of their iconic dishes so people can make them from the comfort of quarantine. Sean McTeer is the Senior Vice President and Global Head of DoubleTree by Hilton. He said in a statement, sharing this recipe for the hotel's signature cookies, quote, A warm chocolate chip cookie can't solve everything, but it can bring a moment of comfort and happiness, unquote. So on this story, which you can look up on usatoday.com, if you just look up secret recipes, there are the list of these recipes. So the official make your own for famous dishes that you can enjoy until it's safe to venture out for the real thing.
The actual recipes themselves with the instructions you need.
Yep. Though many know IKEA for its home furniture, the company also sells food and beverage in its in-store cafeterias. In classic IKEA fashion, the company released its meatball recipe in the form of a construction diagram. The directions reveal how to make the meatballs as well as how to make the iconic Swedish cream sauce that accompanies them for four people. When many people think of Disneyland and the Walt Disney World Resort, the taste of pineapple Dole Whip, a soft-serve ice cream sold outside the classic Enchanted Tiki Room, may also come to mind. Though the Tiki Room isn't taking visitors right now, the Disney app My Disney Experience has published how to make a fruity pineapple soft-serve to fill the Dole Whip void. The following recipe serves four and takes 5 minutes to prep. According to a recipe on Dole's website, the original soft serve is dairy-free, so you may want to opt for dairy-free ice cream to keep your creation authentic. Have you had the IKEA meatballs?
Yes.
Do you think that they're spectacular?
I think I had them once and did not feel the need to try to have them ever again.
So you're not going to be referencing this Twitter diagram from IKEA?
I think you know this about me, but I'm not much of a cook anyway, so I'm not gonna.
You are one when people are coming over, which is really sweet.
True, but nobody's coming over, so I'm content with our microwave meals.
Right. We're kind of cleaners when people come over, and we cook things when people come over, and we go out to touristy places when people visit.
Right. We like to pretend we're people that we aren't when people come over.
Yeah.
We like to pretend like we're clean, well-adjusted human beings when people come over, but that is not the truth.
Have you ever had the Dole Whip?
Yeah, I've had that. That
it's
is pretty good,
great.
But that's not something you can get. I mean, I don't go to Disney World or Land all that often.
Yeah.
I think you know this about me, but I like soft-serve ice cream
yep.
a lot. But I don't know if pineapple would always be my number one choice and ingredient.
Yeah. It's really easy to make. Like, I'm going to read this recipe because it's so easy to make. The ingredients are a big scoop of ice cream, 4 ounces of pineapple juice, 2 cups of frozen pineapple. The directions, 1, add pineapple, ice cream, and juice to a blender. 2, start blending at low speed and increase to high speed. Blend until smooth. Make sure that lid is on tight. I would think that you'd need to make sure of that before it's blended until smooth. 3, use a piping bag with a star tip to create a classic swirl, or just scoop right into bowls.
I imagine you could substitute for any kind of fruit, and that would be pretty good.
Yeah.
Because pineapple is just really not my favorite. I'm kind of surprised some of these recipes don't require special machinery or ingredients you can't buy over the counter, like monoglyceride saurine.
That is so made up.
Something that you can't pronounce.
Yeah. Yeah, which is a good thing. Disney Parks blog also released its recipe for churro bites, and it's all things you would expect, like canola oil, flour, cinnamon, eggs, sugar, salt, butter, water. The Disney Parks blog also decided on National Grilled Cheese Day to share how to make the grilled 3-cheese sandwich offered at Woody's Lunchbox in Disney World. So here's how a serving for four is done. They have a cream cheese spread, which is 1/2 cup cream cheese, 1/2 cup shredded double Gloucester cheddar, 2 tablespoons heavy cream, and 1/4 teaspoon of coarse salt. And then there's a garlic spread, which is mayo, minced garlic, and salt. And then the 3-cheese sandwich ingredients are 8 slices of artisan bread, 8 cheddar cheese slices, 8 provolone slices. And you can imagine that there's a cream cheese spread, a garlic spread, and then the 3 cheese pieces in the middle. And it gets grilled. But there are 7 steps for just the 3-cheese sandwich preparation. And then there's also a way to put together the cream cheese spread and put together the garlic spread.
it's nice to know that if I want to bring my heart to a screeching halt, I don't have to travel all the way to Florida for it.
That would be, I mean, I love cheese. It sounds really good. I've never had a grilled cheese with a cream cheese and garlic spread on top. Like, have you? I mean, that's seems pretty good. And the Disney Parks blog isn't the only place people can find famous recipes. McDonald's UK, which closed all its locations in the United Kingdom and Ireland, shared on Twitter how to make a sausage and egg McMuffin. Want to make the meal creamier while staying true to the original? Use butter instead of liquid margarine. In 2015, the fast food chain made a key ingredient switch, announcing it would use butter instead of margarine across all its breakfast items. Before then, it had used margarine to toast biscuits and English muffins and to cook eggs. Do you think that there's anything secret about the McDonald's Egg McMuffin? The people can't see you. Shake your head no.
You need a special tool to make those eggs so round. That's the secret.
It does have a little information on that in the infographic that McDonald's UK tweeted earlier this month. It said to brush the inside of a metal ring with a little oil and place in a small frying pan. Pour in just enough water to cover the base, then bring to the boil. Crack the eggs into the rings, cover the pan, and cook for 2 to 3 minutes. So that's how you make them fit in that little ring.
I got metal rings all over my house.
Are they the right size, though?
No, not one of them.
Stay away from my jewelry, Dusty. DoubleTree, the hotel chain known for serving its guests warm cookies at check-in, understand customers might be craving them by this point. That's why the company has published its recipe for the first time. To me, it looks like a standard cookie recipe. It does have chopped walnuts in it. And it recommends Nestle Toll House semi-sweet chocolate chips.
That'd be pretty funny if their recipe was just go buy a tube of Toll House cookie dough, cut it up into circles, and put it on a tray.
Not every restaurant chain is sharing their secret recipes, though, of course. But there's plenty of close copycats out there. For example, the website Top Secret Recipes has instructions for making at-home versions of the popular Popeye's chicken sandwich and IHOP's red velvet pancakes. Taco Bell has even rounded up 9 copycat recipes that are what they say, quote, almost as good as the original, unquote, menu items, including the company's Quesarito, Crunchy Tacos, and Crunchwrap Supreme. If you could go to any of the places I mentioned, which one would top the list?
Taco Bell.
I knew it.
I'm surprised these companies are doing this because, I mean, eventually businesses are going to reopen. And I'm pretty sure back when things were normal, one of the few reasons I would leave my house would be a sausage Egg McMuffin. And now I have no reason to ever need to leave again.
You're not going to make those for yourself at home. You don't have a metal ring.
I don't have a metal ring. You're right, Shannon.
A cooking metal ring.
Yeah. I'm probably going to go to that Taco Bell website, though.
To make some copycat recipes?
Yeah.
New activity for this weekend?
If they just have a way to make that sauce they put on their quesadillas, then I might just make a ton of that and then put it on everything from now on.
You love that sauce.
Although, I guess it's possible that if I find out what contents make up that sauce, it could ruin it for me, too.
Yeah.
What if you find out it's just mayonnaise and crickets, and then from now on, I just wouldn't be able to eat it anymore.
Facebook's new Messenger Rooms group video chats with up to 50 people drop a bomb on Zoom amid coronavirus.
You don't have to do everything, Facebook. Leave some stuff for everybody else.
This is written by my colleague Jessica Gwynn. She writes, from virtual cocktail hours to online classrooms, the COVID-19 pandemic has turned Zoom into everyone's go-to social network. Now Facebook wants to kick the video conferencing interloper off its turf. Last Friday, it rolled out a new video chat product called Messenger Rooms, so you can hang out with up to 50 people at a time with no time limit. Rooms can be created from Messenger or Facebook, and you can invite anyone to join, even if they don't have a Facebook account. Eventually, Rooms will be available on Instagram, WhatsApp, and the Facebook portal Smart Speaker, too. Facebook and its family of apps have become an even more crucial communications lifeline for hundreds of millions of people sheltering at home, desperate to stay in touch with relatives and friends, even as the pandemic keeps them apart. Facebook's CEO Mark Zuckerberg said last Friday, quote, "The ability to feel like you are directly connected with someone live over video," unquote, "is essential to maintaining that togetherness." He said this during a broadcast on Facebook Live. He also said, quote, "It's an incredibly important way people are relying on to stay connected right now," unquote. The group video chat feature was already in the works before the coronavirus, but Facebook sped up development as the volume of video calls and group video calls on its app skyrocketed. That's according to Stan Chudnovsky, vice president of Messenger. He told this to USA Today. According to Facebook, video and voice calls more than doubled last month on Facebook Messenger and WhatsApp, and the April 6th holiday week was the biggest ever for group video calls on Messenger. Chudnovsky said in an interview, quote, "Messenger's goal was always to be the place where people can hang out with people who they love or who are close to them, but who are not physically next to them. And that was something we were working on even before the pandemic started. But when the pandemic started, obviously that mission of ours became only that much more important," unquote. So here's how it works. You can start and share rooms on Facebook through newsfeed, groups, and events. If your friends create rooms that are open to you, you'll see them at the top of your newsfeed. You can join them from your phone or computer. With the Messenger mobile app, you can use augmented reality effects like bunny ears or aliens, 360-degree and immersive backgrounds, think the beach or a royal palace, and mood lighting. The room service is free, and Facebook says it has no plans to place ads on it or to make money from it. Chudnovsky said, quote, "It felt like this is what people really need right now," unquote. Messenger Rooms joins group video chat apps that have become insanely popular during the coronavirus lockdown, including Google Hangouts, FaceTime, and House Party. Zoom, which used to top out at 10 million daily meeting participants, surpassed 300 million this past week. But the video conferencing app, which now hosts all the activities that used to take place in person, from doctor's appointments and therapy sessions to religious services and family celebrations, isn't the right fit for everyone. The sudden surge in usage of Zoom, which was designed and intended for businesses, has led to privacy and security troubles, with security researchers warning of hackers eavesdropping on meetings and trolls Zoom bombing video calls to harass participants. Zoom now allows users to quickly lock meetings, eject participants, and restrict screen sharing. Chudnovsky said, quote, "We feel that the social part of the use case was not necessarily being addressed out there right now, and this is what people are expecting from us," unquote. Facebook says it has built in privacy safeguards to rooms. When you create a group video call, you can control who joins or even sees the room. You can also remove people from the call and lock a room if you don't want anyone else to come in. The person who creates the room must be present for the call to begin, controls who can join, and can remove someone if needed. Facebook says it does not view or listen to calls. Chudnovsky said, quote, "We definitely spent a lot of time thinking through how to make it broadly available to everyone, but at the same time, it's private, and it's something people feel they can trust," unquote. Facebook's response to the COVID-19 crisis is proving to be a test of the Silicon Valley company's ability to remake its public image and restore confidence after a crushing wave of negativity, privacy, and security scandals damaged its reputation in recent years. A recent poll shows Americans, increasingly dependent on online services during the coronavirus pandemic, are feeling more favorably about the tech industry in general after the tech backlash. Some 30% of Americans say their view of the industry has become more positive since the COVID-19 outbreak, according to a Harris poll that surveyed 2,029 adults between April 18th and the 20th. Messenger Rooms was just one in a series of COVID-19 announcements Facebook made this past Friday. In coming months, you will be able to invite someone on a virtual date in Facebook Dating. When they accept, you can start a video chat in Messenger. Encrypted group voice and video calls on WhatsApp will host 8 people, up from 4. Facebook is bringing back Live With, so you can add another person to your live video, such as a guest speaker, or so you can perform with a friend. On Instagram, you can watch Instagram Live broadcast on desktop and post live streams to IGTV, not just to stories. You soon will be able to live stream on Facebook Portal, not just to your profile, but to pages and groups. To help raise money for causes, you can add the donate button to live videos. If you have limited data or a spotty connection, you can listen to the audio only on live video. If you don't have a Facebook account, most public live videos are now available on the web. Some pages can also share a toll-free number that lets you listen to the audio. You can live stream games from your phone to Facebook using the new Facebook gaming app available on Google Play. The app also lets you play games instantly, watch your favorite streamers, and discover new gaming groups. On Instagram, you can watch and comment on live videos from your desktop. After you go live, you'll soon be able to save your videos to IGTV.
I would have chided people for trying to have a date over video chat. Just meet up in real life, you know? But now that's the safer thing to do.
Yep.
I'm not a big fan of big social gatherings anyway, but the video chats are just like all of the cons of big social gatherings without any of the positives. You know what I mean? I don't like it. I don't like it. I'd rather just sit at home, try to figure out how to make a sausage egg McMuffin and not talk to anyone but Shannon.
You know, the way to your wife's heart is through her stomach, huh?
Yeah.
But no egg. See, that's great. Like, all I need is the muffin. What I really need is a biscuit and sausage and cheese.
Well, they didn't release that recipe, Shannon.
Can't you repurpose the sausage patty and the American cheese and then, I don't know, figure out biscuits? Yeah, you gotta figure out biscuits.
There's an easy thing to figure out.
There's plenty of recipes for biscuits.
Yeah, only about one of them are good.
And last today, we've got the lightning fast headline roundup. Does Dusty care about these stories in the slightest? Here we go.
Pay now, book later. Hotels are selling credits and offering deep discounts for future stays.
Ah, the future.
Puzzles are selling out just about everywhere right now. Here's where you can still find them.
That's okay.
Easy tips to save money on your groceries.
You'll need those tips to be able to afford the delivery fees.
Royal baby pictures. Watch Princess Charlotte grow.
Who?
I'll never get you to care.
I don't want to watch Princess Charlotte do anything. But that's pretty much all she can do.
White House unveils blueprint to expand state testing.
That's got to be a big blueprint.
Everything you need to leave uplifting messages in your neighborhood.
Just chalk, I think.
I think that's the first one on the list. CVS and Walgreens ramp up free coronavirus tests.
That's one of my favorite words, Shannon. Free.
Brad Pitt plays Dr. Anthony Fauci on SNL.
Yeah, we saw that a little bit. I bet that's a real thrill for Dr. Fauci.
I think so. I think it was thrown to him as one of several options of what famous person could play him, and Brad Pitt was one that was mentioned by a reporter. And Dr. Fauci answered, "Well, of course, Brad Pitt." What a compliment.
If I'm ever portrayed on Saturday Night Live, I imagine it won't be Brad Pitt.
Are you kidding? I was thinking Justin Timberlake or Ryan Gosling.
Doubtful.
I'm blinded by love.
They'll probably see if Bigfoot is available and then... I'm just kidding. I'm not that tall.
Wildlife comes out as people stay indoors due to coronavirus.
Those squirrels, they're reclaiming their planet.
Price is Right announcer stable after a quadruple bypass.
I've said for a long time now that Price is Right is just too exciting. I can't imagine having to deal with that day in and day out, that level of excitement.
Coach's top-rated leather bags just went on sale.
Ooh. You'd get one to show off to none of your friends.
Here's where you can still buy flour online.
I'm not going to make my own bread, Shannon.
Well, then how are you going to make delicious Taco Bell offerings? Even copycat recipes probably require some amount of flour for your carb situation.
Maybe.
We'll see, right?
We'll see.
Google bringing back popular doodle games.
I'll clear my schedule, Shannon.
Next week, on I Tell My Husband the News. Well, I don't know. It hasn't happened yet. That's why it's called the news.
I Tell My Husband the News is part of the USA Today podcast network. New episodes come out every Monday.
If you want to check out other podcasts from all across the USA Today network, just go to podcasts.usatoday.com or find them wherever you listen to podcasts, like Stitcher, SoundCloud, or Apple Podcasts. Thanks so much for listening. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.